Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to
The Wave of Wire.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Waiver Wire Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today I have a very special guest because he hasn't been on the last couple of episodes, so he's basically just a guest now. Timothy D'Elia, welcome back. After your absence last week, we had some pretty good feelings in Blake and Chris. You got a lot to live up to, so welcome back.
It's good to be back. I'm all about the fantasy. I was still doing it when I was away, and now I'm back refreshed, even more fantasy knowledge in my brain. I'm ready to go.
We're just excited. We're just excited, Tim. That's why the air horn's up and going. Yeah, we're just excited.
The return
of the air horn. It's just it's pretty special having you back, Tim. The crew's all back together, and
squad goals.
We're ready for another shot of the title, aren't we, Tim?
Well, just before we begin, I just have to say hashtag get Smatho certified.
Yeah, absolutely. He's just been working on draft stars in the last couple of weeks. This guy knows what he's talking about. I don't know why we have a podcast and he doesn't. Really don't know what's going on there.
Shout out, Smatho.
We'll get him on one time, surely.
Right. Let's hit this off, James. Who was hot in your team this week?
Well, I actually had a pretty decent week. I mean, James Johnson, really.
Yeah, no, he was superb this week.
Dude, he was a sneaky little pickup that I'm pretty stoked with. He's been fantastic the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, especially really with all the injuries down there at Miami.
It really does it all. I mean, three-pointers. He scores around 15 points a game. A couple of rebounds, a couple of assists, blocks. Steals, he's handy. He's really handy.
Yeah, he's handy.
He had a fantastic week, and there wasn't really. Isaiah Thomas had a pretty decent week again.
Scored 60 again.
Yeah, I mean, he's on fire. I mean, it's good. It's a good week by NBA standards, by just coming to expect it from Isaiah at the moment.
Jeez.
He's been that good.
Getting any W's?
And Carl Anthony Towns was pretty decent this week, as well.
Did you get any W's?
Yeah, I got a W. I'm climbing back up the rankings, Tim. I won 8-1, pretty dominant, but pretty poor opposition, I must say.
Well, you know, I'm 67-22-1.
That's pretty handy. I've only won about 38, I think.
Yeah, good luck catching me, I reckon.
I'm coming to form late.
This is why I'm in charge of this podcast, because I am the fantasy guru.
Who was hot on your team this week,
Tim? Danilo Gallinari had a really good week. Actually outpaced Wilson Chandler for once, which is good to see.
Really?
Yeah, Eric Gordon was good, hit 14 threes. He's playing tomorrow, am I correct?
Yep.
Eric Gordon's been fantastic. Expect to see another four threes.
Gee, he's just on fire from the three-point line, isn't he?
Yeah, no,
he is. I mean, you have Harden and Eric Gordon in your team.
Oh, I've thrown turnovers to the wind. I don't worry about them.
But you're winning three-pointers by an absolute mile.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And a reason you have...
I'm winning everything by miles, James. Apart from field goal percentage. I tend to lose that and turnovers. But that doesn't matter. I'm not too fast. Draymond Green was actually very, very good. It's not that he did one stat amazingly. He did every stat. Nearly averaged a triple-double this week. Got a triple-double against Denver. And he averaged 3 steals over the last 6 games, James. 3. Not 1, not 2, 3.
That's pretty good.
That would top the league. That's amazing. No, 3 steals. Good.
Who's been cold for you this week, Tim?
Well, you're forgetting the one man who was hot, James. JoJo.
Oh, JoJo.
Was he hot on Twitter, he was hot on the court too. Hashtag NBA vote Joel Embiid so he can get the girl.
We get around him, Joel Embiid. We do love him, yeah. Trust the process.
He's got some mad Twitter game, but obviously not as good as ours.
Yeah, no, his Twitter game's nowhere near as good as ours.
Anyway, Frank Kaminsky. Gee, ice cold.
You
touch him and you would have got frozen, like Han Solo did in Star Wars. Because, geez, he was cold this week.
It wasn't as cold as Sean Kilpatrick, was he, Tim?
Another dud in my team.
He scored a grand total of two points, one rebound, and he missed about 7 shots in that game.
See,
Isaiah Whitehead's moved ahead of him in the rotation.
He actually would have been better if he, apart from the 13-8-5 game that he had.
Yeah.
The other games were like 2 points, 4 points.
Could have been disastrous apart from that.
Well, that's right. We don't worry about them anymore. They're reserve players. There's not really much depth I need in the league. Just need a couple of rebounds, a couple of points to chip in.
Yeah.
That's all I need. What about you, James? Who was called?
Emmanuel Mudiay.
Trash.
I thought it was a pretty handy pickup when I picked him up off the waiver wire. Was struggling for assists, and I thought maybe I can turn to Emmanuel. He had a good couple of weeks. I was thinking, Gee, what a brilliant pick. All of a sudden, Tim, Moutier is just he's just a terrible basketball player. I've come to the realization that just Denver players are not good because Denver is just not good as a team.
Nikola Jokic is good.
He's an exception to the rule. But everyone else is pretty terrible on that team. I would be blowing it up if I was what's the GM's name? Tim Connolly?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be blowing that up quick smart, I think, over there. There's not much talent around Nikola Jokic. And Moutier, I just don't think, will ever make the jump. He can be.
You don't reckon he'll make the jump at all?
I can hear he's at best a very low end starter. Maybe a 30 win team starter. That's as high as he'll ever get in his career.
Well, we're already above a 30 win
team. He can be a backup for the Nuggets. The Nuggets won't go anywhere with him at the helm. I can't see it. He's a good scorer.
No, he's not. He's a trash scorer. That's the problem.
No, he's a good scorer when he's hot.
Yeah, he's very inconsistent. He needs to work.
He's too inconsistent to carry a team and direct traffic because he just hasn't shown enough passing ability. Jokic is a better passer than him.
He needs to learn.
It's going to take a very long time.
Anyway. We've given him the keys, so you give him the time.
General players who are hot this week around the association, Tim.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
The Memphis Grizzlies, Tim. We have to go be the first cab off the rank.
The Memphis Grizzlies were just hot in general.
They've now beaten the Golden State Warriors twice. First team to do it in the last 3 years. It's pretty handy.
That's amazing stuff.
Pretty handy. Mike Conley getting to work.
He played a superb game.
Marc Gasol is just a superstar.
MVP.
Maybe defensive player of the year.
Maybe MVP.
He'll be up there in the all defensive team, I reckon.
Oh yeah, he should
look out for that. And Tony Allen played 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Who the fuck saw that coming against the Golden State Warriors?
I don't think he'll be able to walk today, James.
Nah, Tim. He'll be iced up.
He would have been in the ice bath for about 2 hours
I think you'll have to have 3 weeks off after playing 45 minutes.
His bones will just fall apart.
Now you can talk about Aldridge, Tim.
LaMarcus Aldridge, he was really good, actually.
I'd be looking at him in my leagues, actually. Because he's really come good the last couple of weeks. And Kawhi Leonard has not been scoring as consistently in the last couple of weeks. And Aldridge has really taken over that load, Tim. It's starting to get scary what he's doing over there, San Antonio. He's really picked up the slack and gets all the rebounds since Paul Gasol isn't really a monster on the boards. We've seen what LaMarcus is doing over there, and he's really won the last couple of games for San Antonio.
Oh, no, he's been actually superb. He played, you know how many minutes he missed in the first half today against Charlotte?
How many?
About one. I'm pretty sure he played about 24 minutes. About 23 minutes.
That's pretty good endurance.
Yeah, not bad. And I don't know how many minutes he finished out the game, but he played a good game. Played a really good game.
Do you know who else has been hot, Tim?
Who?
Millsap.
Oh, Paul Millsap, the man's getting traded, you reckon?
Yeah, he's going to leave the Atlanta Hawks quickly. They reckon he's going to Denver, Tim.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that.
But, I mean, I could see Toronto trading for him.
Oh, gee, they'd be good. Getting rid of that trash Siakam or DeMar.
He's not trash. He's played 20 NBA games. That's it. I think...
He's third year, isn't he?
No, he's his first year. Toronto going all in on Millsap. Probably,
dude, that'd be scary.
Probably have to give a first rounder. Maybe something else.
Dude, you'd almost say they had a big fall. Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Paul Millsap, Jonas Valanciunas.
Gee, that would. I mean, they could genuinely contend with Cleveland in the East. No. Game over now that they got Kyle Korver. It doesn't matter.
Well, this is actually an Atlanta-based podcast.
We will be talking about
by necessity, really.
We will be talking about the impact of the Kyle Korver trade a little bit later. So much to speak about, Tim, that we've replaced question time this week.
Yeah, there is just simply no time for question time, apart from the fact that we were inundated.
Yeah, we're always
inundated with questions this week.
We've still been getting back to everyone's questions on Twitter. It's just we didn't have time to fit it all into the podcast this week.
So. Alright, James, so this is the time where we talk about who we're buying high and who are we selling low. I stuffed that up, didn't I? It's the other way around. Who are we buying high on?
No. Buying low on selling high.
Gee, I've been away for a week and look what happens.
This is a disaster, Tim.
Oh, no.
It's a disaster. Right. I want to host this podcast again. Get out of here.
I'm the fantasy guru. I'm in charge.
We're buying low on Jeff Teague.
Yep. You've sold me already.
It's been fantastic.
Averaging nearly triple-double numbers again. For another week. That's 3 weeks straight.
We talked about... I still can't believe someone dropped him for no reason in our league. I can't believe that... Unluckily, I had 12th spot on the waiver that week, so I was no chance of getting him. But he's been fantastic for Indiana. They've really turned it around. And that leads me into another Indiana player, Tim. Thaddeus Young.
That is Young Yurikan buying...
Buy low. Yeah. The last couple of games he's been... the last 2 weeks, they've really incorporated him into the offense a lot more this season. I started with him and I held him. I'm very happy with the results the last couple of weeks. He's come good. But I feel like they've incorporated him into the offense, and Nate McMillan's done a good job getting Thad the ball where he wants to get it. And it's done well for Indiana. They've been strong performance in the last couple of games, and it's really come off the back of some good Thaddeus Young performances.
Don't you think that there's too much of a logjam up there in the forward line, though, for Thad Young?
No, because him and Paul George, are completely different players. That's what it means. And Miles Turner doesn't really get his own. So,
what do you mean doesn't get his own?
They don't really run post-ups for him, do they?
Miles Turner?
Yeah.
He gets a fair bit of the ball.
Yeah, but they don't run post-ups for him, which is what the way Thaddeus Young tends to score in isolation. And well, turnaway jumpers
from this week,
and some rebounds and stuff. Yeah, I'm saying they're changing the offense for him.
Yeah, they're incorporating him.
Well, they've won, haven't they? They've been winning. They crushed the Knicks.
Yeah, but the Knicks are a super team. They're on and off.
Tim, I'm telling you, this is a good pick. That is Young. Uh-huh. It's been fantastic the last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Come back here and just question everything.
Well, my buy low pick is Avery Bradley. He was our bolter at the start of the season. And one of the best rebounding guards apart from Russell Westbrook, I would say. Would you say there's a better rebounding guard than Russell Westbrook and Avery Bradley?
Patrick Beverley.
No, be serious.
No, he averages 6.9 rebounds a game, Tim.
Avery Bradley was averaging 8 at one point, but anyway.
That's at 1 point.
1.1?
At 1 point.
Huh?
At 1 point, he was averaging 8. That's
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, at 1 point, Kyle Wiltshire was averaging 36 threes per 36 minutes. What's your point?
We've discussed the trashness of 36 minutes, James.
Yeah, at one point.
It's a hilarious stat.
At 1 point.
I wonder what he's averaging now. He put up like 3 threes in 3 minutes against
Denver. Who dropped 50 in the first game of the season? They were averaging 50 points for the season. Put that in the record books. They averaged 50 points.
AD. AD's averages were insane.
Yeah, that's at 1 point, Tim. We don't look at at 1 point. Look at now. Tell me now, what's he averaging?
He's actually averaging 7 rebounds, James. So,
yeah, so just a little bit more than Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, it's 0.1. Did I ask you, James?
Sorry, they're pretty similar. 0.1 is not a big difference, especially when you've got a good rebounding guard like Harden next to him as well.
Well, when there's 10 weeks left in the season, James, and they're playing 4 games a week, you know, so there's another 40 games left, 40 times 0.1.
Jeez. He gets four more rebounds for the entire season.
Hey, that could win you a game. It's important stuff here at the Waiver Wire.
Oh, well, that'll... Yeah, exactly.
No. Anyway, moving on. Avery Bradley. I don't care about what you have to say. Avery Bradley, superb rebounder. Scores some threes, scores some points. Does assist as well every now and then. And very good defensive point guard / shooting guard. So does get steals as well.
No, I'm liking what he's doing over there. And Boston's really been a breakout year for him this year, I think. Uh-huh. Him and Isaiah Thomas have formed a pretty good tandem in the backcourt. He's injured at the moment, which should hurt his value. So hopefully you can snap him up quickly. I'm not sure how long he's out for, but
I think it was just an illness. I think it was just maybe two games.
But if he's out for a couple of games, people get snappy, Tim.
Miss one game, people get snappy.
They want performances now. So, do you know where performances are huge, Tim?
Where, James?
Daily Fantasy. Specifically, the new Daily Fantasy platform, Draft. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about Draft, Tim?
Well, at PlayDraft on Twitter, Draft is the newest and actually probably the best.
Probably the best, I would have to
probably agree the best
with you.
Daily fantasy website going around right now. We use it, us boys here at the Waiver Wire use it. They've been very nice to us because, do you know what? It's very, 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 very good to use, easy to use. Instead of just doing the normal
salary draft.
Yeah, the normal salary daily fantasy draft. They add their own thing where you get to do a snake draft, and there's only 10 people in your contest. So there's 10 people draft together, and then you compete. So you need to be on your game from second one, really.
The best thing about it, though, is the fact that so many more people win. Everyone's a winner over a draft. Especially that's what it says on the logo, Tim.
Yeah, it says 4 times more likely to win on draft than in... DraftKings, DraftStars.
I'd rather take my chances on PlayDraft than DraftKings or DraftStars or anything else, Tim.
And do you know how we're going to convince everyone to get on PlayDraft, James?
Tim, I think I have a little idea where you're going with this.
So we here at the Waiver Wire have been lucky enough to be sponsored by Draft, and we have a special promo code for you where if you deposit and put the promo code WaiverWirePod, all in capitals.
All in capitals.
Make sure it's all in capitals.
Yep.
you get up to $600.
$600, Tim.
$600.
Just for free.
Cha-ching. I wish I had a cash register so I could open it and slam it shut right now.
Just for listening to your boys over here at the Wave of Wild.
Well, we got our listeners, don't
$600 for free.
For free. Just for depositing.
Thanks for entering the code, guys. We appreciate it. And we'll hope you enjoy playing draft with your $600 free.
And don't forget that promo code, WaiverWirePod, all in capitals, no spaces.
Anyway, back to Avery Bradley. I reckon you could snap him up.
If you're quick, you have to be really quick on Avery Bradley. As soon as this podcast just drops, you better make an offer.
Who are we... do you know one more person, Tim, that I reckon we should buy low on?
Who?
Dion Waiters.
Oh, yeah,
he got dropped everywhere. I don't think he's got... I think he's owned by less than 10% of teams.
Wouldn't they make him a free agent, a good free agent to look for?
Buy low, if he's owned.
All right.
You can leverage that for yourself.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Sell high. Who are we selling high on, James?
This is something that's...
close to your heart?
It was an argument for a long time over in Houston. The Terrence Jones, Denise Monitis debate.
And what's happened?
They both ended up on New Orleans on $1 million contracts. So that's not smart of either of them, is it? No.
They both wanted the big bucks, and look what's happened.
Look, I'd be selling high on Terrence Jones while you can. I think he's owned in around 50% of leagues, so get whatever you can for him because his impact is going to be severely limited by Monty Unis.
His minutes were in a spike. They'd spike, they'd go up, down, up and down. You didn't know what was going to happen, but now they're going to be down.
I think he was the 9th or 10th person off the bench today, whereas tonight's Monty Unis was the first. So that's pretty interesting just to see in the future.
That may just be to see what Demo's like, but...
He had a good game. 11 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists.
Yeah, no, he did play a good game.
Hit a couple... had a steal and hit a couple of threes. It's handy. So I just think Terrence Jones is too much of a logjam there. I'd rather go with Monty Unis.
So selling high on TJ.
Whatever you can get for Terrence Jones.
And I'm going to follow similar in that pattern. Say sell high on Kevin Thuraid.
Yep.
If he's not traded by the end of the season, he'll be on the bench getting DMP CDs, so... if you can get something for him, honestly, move. Because his averages... you can trick people with the averages. Because his average is like 9 points and 6 rebounds. They think, wow, that's good. When you trade him for, I don't know, maybe an Avery Bradley or something. You might have to chuck another piece in. Or maybe a Trevor Booker, for example.
Yeah.
Who's been very good. And you can just trick him into thinking, here, I have Kenneth Reed, who's not going to play anymore, or get traded, dropped. Next minute, you got Trevor Booker. And you're the one laughing.
See if you can pull the wool over their eyes.
So... honestly, try and get some value for Kenneth Reed because I don't think he's going to be sticking around in Denver for much longer.
No. Well, it'll be part of that Millsap trade, mate.
If we do get Millsap. I'm not sure.
Why would he sign another contract with Denver? He wouldn't.
No. I'm not on that Millsap trade, but...
Free agency time, Tim.
Well, obviously we have to say Demo is our free agent option. 3% of teams. I just picked him up, actually.
Dion Waiters, 13% of teams.
That's nice stuff. All right, this is where we get to the big stuff.
It's interesting here.
Kyle Korver, the trade to Cleveland. It's breaking news, it's breaking headlines. Cavs are going to have amazing shooting. We're not worried about the effect on the Cavs.
I'm not really worried about Kyle Korver in this instant, are we, Tim?
We're worried about the effect that it has on the Atlanta Hawks in the fantasy.
Yeah.
So the two shooting guards who are left behind, Tabo Sefolosha, Tim Hardaway, very important for them, how many minutes they're going
to
get.
Well, it's interesting to see who will be the... well, more selected by Budenholzer. Sefolosha's got the starting spot down pat. He has, over the last couple of weeks, he's been averaging about 25 minutes, but Hardaway's been fantastic.
Oh no, the
last couple of games.
The thing that worries me, James, is Tabo is there for his defense.
Yeah. He's good for the little stats. They blocks, the steals, and he'll get you a couple of three-pointers and rebounds.
But Tim Hardaway, gee.
He can put up points in a hurry. The only thing that's bothering me here is the fact that they've said he's open to trade for a second rounder only. So
did they pick him up for a first rounder?
I can't remember what he was involved in. I think he might have been a second rounder. But I feel like the trade for Korver has really opened up the spot for Tabo to make it his own as the lockdown defense, try and help out with Atlanta's defense because they've been struggling of late. They've been giving up a lot of points. And I think Tabo's there to hit threes and keep the star player, whoever it is, honest.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the Geico app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the Geico app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Well, so the thing that we're most worried about here is the fantasy option, James.
Yeah.
We're not, so if you're saying it like that, the Tarbo is going to be in the starting unit, yeah, we're playing 35 minutes a night. But does he have the big impact? Because Tim Hardaway would now become the second man off the bench instead of the maybe the fifth or the sixth, which is what he was. And he gets to come in the bench unit a bit like Will Barton and just he has the license to just go for it.
But I feel like his job isn't secure. That's the thing. He needs to come off the bench and score, and that's how he gets his minutes. It's been shown that if Hardaway comes on, goes 2 of 6 or something, Budenholzer just leaves him on the bench for Tarbo Sefolosha. Because even though Sefolosha isn't aggressive offensively, he will knock down threes when he's left open, and he hustles well back on defensively, and he just locks down. His defense is fantastic, and it's really an important part of Atlanta. So I'm just really not sure that either of these two become a great fantasy option. I'm leaning more towards Sefolosha if you're struggling for steals and blocks and maybe rebounds, because that's where he specializes. And I feel like the Korver trade's more opened up the spot for him rather than Hardaway.
Well, I think the Korver trade's opened up the spot for Mo Williams to come back out of retirement and drop a couple of triples.
They did need a backup point guard behind Dennis Schroeder, Tim.
They got Malcolm Delaney. That's actually another guy, Malcolm Delaney. I reckon he might sneak a couple more minutes if Korver does it end up getting traded.
He has been traded. It's official. It's gone through.
It's been official?
Yeah, it's official.
Oh. Gee, breaking news here on the waiver wire.
Delaney is a pretty good option as well because he's... even though he's been playing point guard, there has been a couple of lineups I've seen recently where Malcolm Delaney has been in the shooting guard next to Dennis Schroeder. And he's performed nicely. So if you need a gunner off the bench, if you need some points off the bench, I mean, Malcolm Delaney's a pretty good option there. He should get an increased role with Kyle Korver out.
Yeah, no, he should. But what about Korver's role at Cavs? Do you reckon it's worthwhile? Because he's honestly just going to sit behind that line. He's not going to have to do anything else. He's going to be a replacement for J.R. Smith. So all J.R. Smith did was stand on the three-point line and just drop triples.
I think while Smith is injured, his role will be increased. So I think he's going to play a pretty decent role while J.R. Smith misses through injury. But if you look at Mike Dunleavy, the 20 minutes off the bench, I think that's a pretty good idea of what he'll see long-term. And with J.R. Smith back and healthy, I think that's more of what he'll be looking at, rather than the starting minutes that he'll probably get while Smith misses through injury. So he could be a good option in the meantime, while we wait for Smith to come back. I think he's got another 3 weeks before he comes back. I think it's a pretty good time to get on Korver, and maybe when J.R. Smith comes back, to look to get rid of him.
What about Michael Dunleavy? Has he been traded?
Yeah, he got traded to Atlanta, I think.
Just went to Atlanta for Mo Williams' contract, Dunleavy, and second-round pick.
Yeah. I think that's how it worked.
Dunleavy, I don't think, factors into this, really.
Not really. I don't think he's worth a worthwhile pickup in fantasy.
Remember when he was starting at Chicago?
Good times. I just don't think he's worthwhile picking up in fantasy.
I don't think he'll even play any minutes.
I'm really not sure how he fits into Atlanta's whole thing.
They might even waive him, you never know.
I think he's just an expiring contract to them, that's all he was. And they were trying to get back something for Kyle Korver, and they got a first round pick out of it. I think that's really all it is.
Gee. Alright. That's waiver wire analysis for the whole Kyle Korver situation right there.
Mm. We hadn't even finished our free agency section, Tim.
Alright. Not to pick up.
Sean Kilpatrick. Tim's been bloody hopeless the last couple of weeks.
53% of teams. He's getting dropped very quickly.
I think it's time to go Sean Kilpatrick if you've got him in your lineups. I think it's time to get rid of him. He's been overtaken in the rotation by Caris LeVert and Isaiah Whitehead. And I think that once Jeremy Lin comes back, that's it for him.
Yeah, I think that's it for him, James. Down at Brooklyn.
Yeah, Kilpatrick hasn't been fantastic, and really the short thing to say here is get rid of him quickly.
Yeah, quickly. As quick as you can. I feel bad for him, though, because I love Kilpatrick.
No, he did. Here's a good story coming out of the 10-day contracts over in Denver, and had one with Brooklyn at the end of last year before signing a couple of year deal there.
What about Ron Baker, the next big story?
Out of New York.
Yeah.
They've just, I don't know what's going on over there in New York. They're so inconsistent, and they really do depend on Carmelo Anthony and Kristaps Porzingis having big games for them to get the W. So.
Yeah, gee, I wish Denver still had Melo. What a team we would have.
He's a special player, even though he's much been criticised a lot over his career, but he's a good player.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good player.
So else are you picking up, Tim?
Ray. Again, do not pick up Ray. I think he kind of showed this week that even though he did get the start of small forward, he's cooled off from his superb couple of games without Chris Paul and JJ Redick. They're all coming back now. All the players are starting to come back. So definitely stay away from Ray Felton.
Yeah, see, I have an interesting one here to stay away from, Tim. Tony Allen.
What was that?
There's been over 5,000 ads for him in the last day. And
yeah, just because he played a good game against the Warriors.
Just because he played one good game, really. I mean, he's never really been a fantasy asset over his career. I really don't expect that to change. He does add a good few steals and everything, but is it worth it having the rest of what he provides? For the season, he's averages 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. 1.8 steals. I think there's a lot of better options there than him, especially considering the inconsistent minutes he received.
Would you rather have Tony Allen or Tabo Sefolosha? Quick snap now. I said now.
Just give me a couple of seconds, Tim, to think about this. It's a difficult question.
You took too long, so it's too sad.
I think I'd sneak over with Tony Allen.
Yeah, I'd have Tony Allen as well, in a heartbeat. Wasn't even hard to decide on that. Anyway.
But I think, I just don't think he's worthwhile as an asset. I think there's a lot of better options out there that you can pick up than him.
Yeah. And who did you mention to me in the break that we're not picking up? Before the episode? Marcus Morris.
Yeah, Marcus Morris, Tim. I'm not keen on him, what he's been doing over in Detroit.
His minutes are all over the place with Johnny Lua.
They've really fallen off the wagon recently, the Pistons, and Marcus Morris is really took off the brunt of that. He's only owned in 50% of teams now, even though he's considered a must-have at the start of the year. Just really hasn't performed at a level we thought he could this season. And Tobias Harris has been coming off the bench now. He's taking a lot of his minutes, even though they believe that Marcus Morris is their best stopper. This season, he's only averaging 13 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist.
That's not great numbers.
It's not enough for what we expected from him, and there's a reason he's only 56% of teams owned. He scores 13 points and doesn't add a lot else, which I think you can get from a lot of different places rather than just Marcus Morris.
And as we've discussed on this podcast many times, well, I have anyway, points is the most overrated.
Yeah. No, people add players purely for points, which is pretty dumb considering that there's so many places you can get that from who will add at least a couple more rebounds or assists.
Yeah. I'd rather take someone with less points and maybe possibly throw points and hit up rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. They're more important to me.
Yeah. No, I agree with you there. We've nice and tight this little episode of the
Return of Tim.
The Return of Tim, the classic fantasy update. We've covered everything we need to, really, in this small amount of time. And I feel like, Tim, we're just giving the listeners back what they want. We've keep it short and sharp, so we're not dragging it on for too long, not wasting any time. So just welcome back to you, Timothy.
Yeah, it's good for the commute in the morning, but everyone here at the Waiver Wire is excited for my return. No one is more excited than me. I'm ready to hit up the Daily Fantasy podcast soon because I have a superb tool of the week coming up for you, James. I wanted to put it into this podcast.
Well, yeah, in your honour, I did skip over the tool of the week this week.
Oh, you did it. Thanks, James.
I could not do it without you, so I had to let it go. That's one little tradition that couldn't be done without you, Tim. So it's fantastic to have you back.
It's my segment. It's my segment.
And thank you for joining me on...
Well, I mean, it's my podcast, but...
Thank you for joining me on this. Do you get that? Thank you for joining me.
Yeah.
Joining me, because it's my podcast. Thank you for joining me, Timothy. It's always good to have you back and ready and raring to go and share some fantasy advice.
Well, you know, we can say anything at the last 3 minutes of the podcast. You know no one listens to it.
Yeah, no one listens to it. Yeah.
So we can just say right now, hashtag GetsMatho Certified.
Yep, and hashtag Trade Damian Lillard.
And make sure you use our promo code for draft. Don't forget that. WaiverWirePod, all in capitals. Up to $600 back.
We did mention that earlier in the show, so make sure you're getting on that.
And I think that's it for us here, guys. We'll see you for the Daily Fantasy Podcast very soon.
Hashtag NBA vote James Harden.
Hashtag NBA vote Nikola Jokic.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you soon.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.